We've heard all about the Super 12, the Congressional Super Committee that now is supposed to be creating a deficit reduction plan that can be agreed on in both the House and the Senate, and they have until Thanksgiving or so to get that job done. But people say if our full elected body of legislative leaders can't compromise, what makes us think 12 members will have an easier time doing it? Joining us now is Jennifer Steinhauer, congressional correspondent for our partner, The New York Times. Good morning, Jennifer.
Hi, good morning.
First of all, let's talk about the task at hand for the super committee as well. And what we know now that we know who the members are, is that this may just be me, but it seems like with some of these members, this is a really difficult job. I mean, we're talking about Patty Murray. She's the campaign committee chair for the Democrats. That means her job is defeating Republicans, not compromising with them. And several of the Republicans that are on this committee have signed that pledge to never raise taxes. How are they going to do this?
Well, it is a difficult task, and I think everybody on the committee would actually agree with you that it's going to be uphill. I do think a couple of things. They are the people who've agreed to do this are committed to it, and they do feel a lot of public pressure, and they even feel more public pressure than Congress did to come up with a plan to raise the debt ceiling, because as you can see, after that happened, a lot of bad things happened, the S&P downgrade and the sliding of the market, and of course public opinion has been demonstrated to be not favorable toward Congress and Washington generally. So there is pressure to accomplish something. The problem is some of the things that the committee members would most likely all agree on, for example, changing the tax code, the tax structure, those kind of things are really hard to do in this time frame, which is November 23rd.
We're speaking with Jennifer Steinhauer, congressional correspondent for our partner, The New York Times, about this congressional super committee. I want to play you this comment from Barack Obama, and he made it in a town hall meeting at an Illinois farmer's market. And what we hear now is that the Barack Obama is intending to present his jobs plan to the super committee and hope that they're going to include it in their negotiations. Take a listen.
I don't think there's anything wrong with asking me to pay a little more so our senior citizens don't have to pay an extra $5,000-$6,000 a year for their Medicare. That's what we're looking for, is balance in terms of our tax policy.
So, Jennifer, I imagine a lot of people are kind of going to the members of the super committee and giving them advice, and it looks like President Obama is expected to give his expectations as well.
Well, you're hearing two things there. First of all, as you know, if the committee can't come up with any recommendations, or if Congress rejects them on an up or down vote in December, should they come up with something by November 23rd, there are some triggers in place that would do automatic cuts across the board that would be roughly 50% for the Pentagon, for the Department of Defense, and 50% for other types of spending, including Medicare, although Medicare, the cuts are fairly limited. So what the president is doing there is he's identifying a Democratic priority, which are the entitlement programs, and then he's presenting the Democratic priorities for getting to deficit reduction, which would include higher taxes on some number of Americans and some income group. And that is a non-starter with many of the Republicans on the committee. But I think that's an opening salvo just in the way the Republicans are saying, absolutely, under no circumstances, no new revenues. Well, there's some wiggle room there, too, because as you know, revenues can include closing tax loopholes. Revenues can include ending such things as subsidies for industries like ethanol, which some Republicans on this committee have indicated a willingness to do. So right now, everyone's still sort of in their political starting position, and I wouldn't necessarily see that as a window closing.
So how is this going to work, Jennifer? Is this going to be a very secretive kind of behind-closed-doors negotiations, and we won't really hear about what they've come up with until we get to November?
I don't think we're going to know the formation and their strategy until we get back to school, so to speak, and they start meeting after Labor Day. However, there has been a lot of pressure from Republicans and Democrats both to have this be a transparent process, and there has actually been discussion about having open public hearings the way some types of commissions to address other large problems have done in the past.
We're speaking with Jennifer Steinhauer, congressional correspondent for our partner, The New York Times. But Jennifer, obviously the downside to having it be an open, transparent process means that it'll be all over the media and it'll become a public argument that may actually stymie any kind of compromise.
Well, it's a pretty public argument anyway. I mean, they're not reinventing the wheel here. We've had some symbols. We've had the Gang of Six. We've had open floor fights in Congress during budget negotiations and during the debt ceiling talks. people pretty much know what the array of ideas, what the menu is to reduce the deficit. And public opinion, public has had a chance to weigh in to a certain degree. And obviously the public will weigh in a big way in the next election, where there'll be, I would suspect, a referendum on one side or the other's plans, both for deficit reduction and just for the their view of the role of government in American life.
You mentioned public hearings as a possibility once Congress gets back to school, as you said, as Jennifer Steinhauer, congressional correspondent for our partner. What do the members say about this special committee turning out to be like a lot of special committees down through history, which have made the careers of lawmakers, the Watergate Commission, the procurement hearings that made LBJ his career in Congress? Does anyone view this as a political opportunity, being on this super committee?
If they view it that way, they're not sharing it with me in those terms. But I think that it's pretty clear that there are members on this committee who do feel that it could be important to their legacy. I think particularly if someone like John Kerry, the Democratic senator who's a pick of Harry Reid, who's not normally viewed as someone who weighs in substantially on fiscal issues. He's obviously more of a foreign affairs guy. But I think on some level he looks at something like this and he would like to have credit and have part of his legacy as attacking a very large, intractable problem and having a bipartisan solution under his belt.
All right. So, Jennifer, I mean, obviously there are a number of these politicians who are now on this committee who have said, made statements in the past that there are things they will not stand for, things they will not accept. Do you expect that people are going to be kind of trading back on some of these principled statements in the weeks to come?
I think there's going to be a sincere effort to get somewhere with this. And I think that people may redefine their positions and, for example, redefine what it means to be a revenue, redefine what something means to be a cut. I don't know if they can get there. I'm not sure that they know they can get there, but I do know that the pressure is very strong to do so.
That's Jennifer Steinhauer, congressional correspondent for our partner, the New York Times. Thanks, Jennifer.
No problem. Thank you.
All this week, we've been looking for your ideas on fixing the economy. This super committee in Washington is trying to solve the problems with spending cuts and new tax revenues. We're forming our own super committee, and we are looking for creative problem solvers like you who may have an interest in these issues that are going to be on the table. If you want to be part of the super committee, you can put in your application. Head over to thetakeaway.org, click on blog to sign up.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.